Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says it's time for the U.S. and its allies to choose between pressure and agreement. He says the Iranians have already made dignified dialogue their choice. His comments come as the eighth round of talks over Iran's nuclear energy program is underway in Switzerland. The U.S. Senate will vote in mid-April on a bill that would force President Barack Obama to submit any nuclear deal with Iran for a vote by Congress. The White House says the bill would likely have a profoundly negative impact on the ongoing talks between the U.S. and Iran. A motorcycle bomb has gone off near a mosque in the Pakistani city of Karachi. A number of people were injured as a result. Meanwhile, a Shia leader was shot dead in a mosque in Punjab province by four gunmen. His murder prompted a demonstration in Gujranwala city. Three of the most prominent ISIL commanders have been killed in an army airstrike in the western Iraqi city of Fallujah. The defense ministry says it also carried out other strikes in the city's Saqlawiya area, destroying some 140 missiles belonging to the Takfiri terrorists. Pro-Russians in the eastern Ukraine, say Kiev forces have shelled towns and villages in the region 33 times since Thursday. They say several militiamen were killed and a number of others injured in the attacks. Pro-Russians have threatened to abandon the existing truce deal and resume fighting. Assailants disguised in police uniform have attacked an Indian police station in Kashmir. An officer, a civilian, and an attacker were killed as a result. At least six paramilitary officers and two policemen were also wounded there. No person or group has claimed responsibility for the assault. The UN warns the world will face a water crisis without dramatic reforms. It says a 40% water deficit by 2030 is inevitable given the current water abuse trends. Climate change and surging population growth are said to be among the biggest drivers behind the coming crunch. And millions of people around the globe have witnessed a total solar eclipse. The moon's shadow over the sun forms in the North Atlantic and ends at the North Pole. The longest period of darkness has occurred in the Norwegian Sea. The next such celestial event is due in 2017.